Why do you think it's a bad idea to have vaccinated-only sections at the ballparks?
It's a stigmatization of the fans. You know, there's reasons people 12 and under don't have access. There's also medical reasons, natural immunity reasons, personal private reasons. And I just find it very divisive. You know, the transmission outdoors is very rare. And we already have the ability to vaccinate our most vulnerable, which is what we told we needed to do. And so I say play ball.
That is State Representative Andrew Chesney of Freeport on with us just a few minutes ago. I can tell you the text lines lit up, and a lot of people are disagreeing with the state representative on a phone line. Now, real quick, we're going to talk to Dr. Adams from Northwestern Medicine the next couple segments. So if you've got a question, give us a call, 312-981-7200. Before that, we're going to squeeze in Jeff, who's called. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi. Thanks, Steve. I'm
sure.
Okay. How are you?
What do you make of the last conversation?
I couldn't disagree with him more. He kept making the point, never in his lifetime has he ever seen, you know, government require a medical blah, blah, blah. Well, there's a good reason for that. The last time this happened was in 1918. This is why we have government, because people don't make responsible decisions. And so his right to wear a mask or not wear a mask, in my opinion, is gone when his implementation of that could possibly affect me. Now, I'm vaccinated, but I could become asymptomatic carrier, and I could affect my elderly family. It just is amazing to me how much people, and they are on the right side of the political spectrum, Republicans, they don't want government interference, yet they're drawing a government paycheck.
Jeff, I'll ask Dr. Adams about that, because it's my understanding that if you have been vaccinated and you're asymptomatic, that you won't have the viral load that you could infect your family. I hope that's the case anyway.
Listen, I think you are right about that. I do think, but this is an example of not government, but a private corporation making a decision to encourage people to do the right thing.
Listen, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you listened. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Dr. Adams is on a phone line now, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Of course, he's the chief medical officer for Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Adams, welcome back.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
How'd I do on that one? If you're vaccinated, you're not going to carry a viral load that would infect others. That's the understanding anyway, right?
You're right. So that if you're vaccinated, you should have a high level of reassurance and comfort. Now, admittedly, the vaccine's not 100%, 95%. It's really good. So we don't want to be reckless. But if you do get exposed, you're probably really not. Odds are going to pass it on to anybody else.
So the city announced today that it's going to follow the CDC guidelines along with the state and remove the requirement for masks indoors for the vaccinated in most cases, in almost all cases. Do you agree with that? Do you think we're moving too soon? Or what's your take on all of this?
I think it's the right decision. I support it. We've been really successful with vaccines. The vast majority of people have gotten vaccines. More people are getting it every day. It's slow, but people are being convinced. And it's been safe. It's been highly effective. This is a huge celebration. We should be peaceful, happy, get vaccinated, and celebrate.
Have you noticed? I'm sorry. Go ahead, doctor.
No, but I would say, though, that those who are reluctant, we should have mature conversations with, because they really need some support to be convinced, and I understand that.
We just got a text, too, and I'm just shooting these things down as they come, but someone texted, and look at the Yankees baseball team, all vaccinated, yet 9 positive tests. That's exactly what we're talking about, right?
Yep, I think that's right. It will happen, which is why we want people to get vaccinated so that people don't acquire.
But even in that case,
they're fine.
They were all asymptomatic, and they only knew they were sick because they got the test.
They got tested, that's right. And they're not sick, feeling good.
Dr. Adams is on a phone line. Give us a call, 312-981-7200. Number of questions came up yesterday. I've got a couple for the doctor myself, and we'll get to them in just a couple of minutes. First, here's Mary. Back on 720 WGN, Dr. Jim Adams is on the phone line, the boss, the chief medical officer for Northwestern Medicine. Okay, I want to get to calls and texts, doctor, but a couple questions that came up yesterday that I think we can get answers to pretty quickly. If the mask mandate is gone for vaccinated people, the idea is that there are going to be some unvaccinated people who are going to take their masks off too. So what kind of risk does that pose to children who haven't been able to get vaccinated?
Well, the children are largely asymptomatic, so they will get exposed and get immunity. But everybody is going to get immunity either the easy way through vaccine or the hard way through infection.
Okay.
But for children, it's really an easy exposure because they've been very largely safe.
So we shouldn't worry too much about their illness. How about if you are immunodeficient and you're worried about being around people who are unvaccinated but they've taken their masks off? Is the immunodeficient person's mask enough to protect them?
To be honest, if I would avoid those kind of encounters, now I know a lot of those are family events and birthday parties and celebrations. I would try to move those outdoors. I would try to keep some distance.
But you wouldn't know. That's my problem, is if you're walking down a hallway or going to the office, if someone's being dishonest and they're acting like they're vaccinated but they're not, you wouldn't know that.
No, but it is true that if it's a family event, I'd be outside. But really brief encounters aren't going to expose. I think I would be very safe if I was immunodeficient and keep a distance indoors or move events outdoors. I would be suspicious until I was really sure that the people I was around were vaccinated.
Okay.
This is one of the reasons we have to encourage vaccines.
Let's go to the phone lines. Tom has called. Tom, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Tom. I'm going to ask you a question, but my wife can better translate it since she's a retired nurse, okay?
Sure. I actually just disconnected Dr. Adams. It wasn't anything he said. It's just my fat fingers. So we're getting him back on the phone line now. Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm better now that you're on the phone. How are you doing?
Great. We listen to you all the time, I must tell you.
Thank you so much. I have to tell you, we're reconnecting with Dr. Adams. I accidentally disconnected him. And
I understand. Should we wait till he gets on, or should I ask you the question?
Well, tell me everything about your life, and then we'll see how things go. Now,
okay.
I think we've got him on a phone line now. Do we, Jim or Jeff? We're working on that. Sorry about that. Okay, let's try again. Okay, Dr. Adams, I'm sorry about that. That was my bad.
No problem. I just missed the question.
Here comes the question again.
Question. The question is, Doctor, my husband was vaccinated with the two COVID vaccines. We were done in March, and just this weekend he started exhibiting some signs. He had some nausea, some sweating, some muscle pain, no fever, no headache, and then today we went to the doctor for another issue, and he ended up with a fever. And he had some night sweats last night, so they are sending us for a COVID test in the morning. So
absolutely. The vaccine is 94% effective, so 1 out of 20 could get COVID. If you get it after a vaccine, it's going to be milder. Don't worry, but definitely get the COVID test. It can happen.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he does have a history of recent pulmonary and heart issues, so he's at risk for things, you know.
Yeah, but he'll be okay. If he's been vaccinated, he'll get through it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate
your program.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. We had a text as well who said, okay, you're going to get a minor case, but can you be minorly impacted yet still become a long hauler? What are the chances of that, doctor?
We don't know exactly, but we're not seeing as much. People do have this prepared immunity that does seem to be really helpful preventing severity and even some of the long-haul complications. So okay. It's all good news if you've got a vaccine.
All right, let's try Barbara here. Barbara, welcome to WGN.
Hi, thank you. I have probably got an odd question. You know, at first when the two vaccines came out, you heard a lot about Pfizer and Moderna. Equally, sort of. And now all you hear about is the Pfizer given to kids and all this. I hear nothing about Moderna. So I want to know what's wrong with Moderna, why we don't hear about it anymore.
Okay. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. They're manufacturing as fast as they can, and they're testing as well. It just hasn't gotten as much publicity. They're all pushing forward on all fronts. They're just as busy as can be. So no worry, and Moderna will eventually try to get approval for all the ages as well.
Thank you for the call, Barbara.
I have one more question. Can I ask it?
Well, sure.
Okay. You know, I've heard that doctor's offices and that are now able to give the vaccines, and I was always told, or I always heard on the news, that they had to be kept at a really, really, really cold temperature. So I want to know how that is okay, then, for the doctor's offices to have these vaccines, if they don't have the equipment.
So they are formulating and testing to make sure that they can be refrigerated for a certain number of hours. They've advanced that knowledge, and it can be refrigerated in a doctor's office and administered. It's perfectly safe, perfectly effective. It's just part of the advances.
Thank you for the call, Barbara. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure thing. Dr. Adams, I'm sorry to say we're out of time. It's always enlightening to talk to you, and I look forward to the next time, because I'm sure we're not going anywhere. Well, we are going places fast, but this is certainly going to be with us for a while. Dr. Jim Adams.
Bye-bye. Pleasure to be here.
Sure. We'll talk again. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.